Welcome to Elnora Bible Institute, located in beautiful southwestern Indiana. I'm Paul Emerson, and it is my delight to serve as administrator. Here's a sampling of what we offer those who seek to know God's will.
Basic Bible doctrine is a theological primer to get us prepared for future studies. We cover broad subjects such as the nature of God, the doctrine of Christ, the Holy Spirit, the plan of salvation, the church, the ordinances, and many other subjects to prepare us for future study.
My name is Alan Roth. Our goal at EBI is to help students sharpen their vision and skills for missions everywhere, with special concern for unreached people groups. Students are introduced to the history of missions, the challenges of confronting world religions, the need to prepare thoroughly for cross-cultural ministry, the unique contribution of Anabaptists to missionary work, as well as information to help them prioritize and strategize for missionary outreach. I encourage you to consider EBI as a component in your missionary preparation.
Church history defines our faith, guides our worldview, leads us back to the source, which is Christ, whose purity and grace is unrivaled among the world religions. It is the discovery of Christ which should define and animate the study of church history.
1 Peter 3:15 says, "To sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and to be ready to give an answer to every man that asks you for a reason." The first part of the verse is about knowing Christ to be true because we treasure him above all. The second part of the verse is about showing him to be true by rational speaking. This is what apologetics is about.
The term wrestling with the text, I think, has sort of been pinned on me by my students, perhaps because of its use during class session. What I mean by that is to dig into the historical backdrop of the text, as well as definition of words, defining words, to help us better establish a fundamental understanding about the essence of the text.
EBI is a truth-based faith community of learning. We offer several majors and minors in church ministry disciplines, as well as intensive one-year programs in missions and for pre-college people. Please prayerfully consider EBI as a part of your future.
If you are satisfied with the status quo, if you want your youth not to be stretched, if you want your missionaries theologically unprepared, if you want your youth to marry outside the church, if you wish to foster a culture of biblical ignorance, if you want to continue a dualism of the sacred and secular, if you want to lose your young people from the church, then you do not need EBI. And you might as well save your money. But if you want to make a difference in the world, if you want your young people to build up the church, if you want to prepare youth to lead the church of tomorrow, if you want to impact the world for Christ, if you want to see our young people on the cutting edge of evangelism, if you want to advance the kingdom of Christ in lasting ways, revitalizing conservative Anabaptist witness, if you want to see your youth stretched to be on the cutting edge of leadership, then you do need EBI. It's somewhat as simple as that. EBI wants to work together and alongside all of the other BMA agencies to build a stronger church for the future. In terms of a report We're happy to report that we have had a very good year. We have had spiritual victory on the part of a number of our students, manifest growth. I would just like to see tonight those who have come back for convention who attended one of the three terms at EBI this year. Would you stand, please, if you were here this year? Okay, remain standing. Now let them be joined by anyone who has been to EBI in its history throughout the years. Would you stand, please? And let me add one more thing while you remain standing. All of those who are teachers, past teachers, or staff members, or past staff members, join them in standing, please. This, for this convention at least, is the EBI family. Thank you. The moving truck will arrive on August 6th, Lord willing, bringing the Lyle Stutzmans to the campus as a permanent residence of Elnora. And we're looking forward to their arrival as Lyle will provide leadership to the entire music department at EBI. And he will join Brother Keith and his family, who arrived mid-December of 2012, and my wife and I, who arrived at the end of December 2012 on the campus, we have enlarged to a given percentage. I didn't figure the percentage, but we've enlarged the percentage of the population of Elnora already. Looking ahead, we are planning a family week this next summer, June 30 through July 4, 2014. And we are working on a number of programs, so there will be tracks of opportunity for study, but the study will not be heavy. We want you to have a relaxing time as well. Bring your family. The campground adjoining the institute will be available for those who have campers or who wish to pitch tents or whatever. And the facilities of the institute will be available for you. That's Family Week, June 13 to July 4. We encourage you to come and share with us at that time. We are also planning a summer in-service training for EBI students that will be outside the country next summer. It will be available only to those who have been students in this coming school year. We want to encourage people who might like to do that. It's commonly called a mission trip, but we are thinking of it as being far more than that. In-service training and evangelism next summer. We have a number of other things that are percolating for the future. We don't want to burden you with a lot of information. We'll be revealing that as time goes forward. Now to the pill part of my report. We've had the dessert and so forth. Now the bitter pill part, okay? But it should not be that seen as that negative, because it is an opportunity. I want to point out that education costs money. Any of you who have been involved in private education know that well. It does cost money. And I'm talking about money apart from facilities and capital expenses and so on, but just the education itself. We find that the other Bible institutes, Mennonite Bible institutes, normally figure about 50% of the money for the education comes from students, in tuition and so on, and about 50% comes from donations. Our present percentages are approximately 70% from students and 30% from donations to the educational part of the ministry. We're not talking about a capital fund, just the educational operations. That should tell you something. And it started to tell us something loud and clear this year, particularly as spring came, and we became more alert and more informed as to our financial picture. It is necessary for supplemental support for education. I wish that were not true, but it is true. And it's true for most all institutions. We found, and we sort of took a hit this spring. We found that there had been an accumulating deficit in the operations side, accumulating over several years. And as we came to that discovery, we found that it had accumulated to a rather big sum, approximately $40,000. A few thousand each year. 15 is sort of the average that we have run behind. This was masked or disguised, if you will, no one's fault that we're aware of, but it was disguised by give-a-day funds and other things, so that in a quick reading of a financial report, we did not immediately see it. And we want to apologize. We should have been seeing it, but it was not immediately visible to us. But as we became more adept at the reporting process, we saw it. And at that point, once we became aware of that, we curtailed the capital program. In other words, we froze the building project where it was. And so that is at a standstill. It has given us a breather, but we want to go forward when the operational side of the institute is corrected. And so we will be asking for your help. We are running as lean as we know how to run financially, but we're asking for your help. We want you to understand that we want to hear from you, not merely by dollars, but by counsel. We're open to your counsel. We want to hear your counsel. We are your school, and we want to respond to you, and we also need your help. And so, as you feel moved by the Lord, we ask that you would help us in this way, giving to the Lord as he may lead you. Again, let me say, that is a pill in the overall meal. The meal is very good. Things are going well, and we're excited about what God has for us. Brother Keith is going to bring a few more details, and Brother Marcus is going to lay a bit of a foundation for our education.
We want to give you an update this evening on the capital project and where where we are at this point. If you remember, our overall goal in this capital campaign was $350,000 to complete the heating system upgrade there at the school and expand the chapel and expand the dormitory. So what we have been able to accomplish because of your gifts thus far in that campaign, we basically have received 50% of the funds for that campaign, which has allowed us to upgrade the heating system throughout the building, and the chapel extension is completed on the outside, not on the inside yet, but like Brother Paul mentioned, we will be putting that on hold until we get the other financial situation in order. So that's where we're at with that. What I did want to mention in that, in the heating system, as recently as I think the end of June, we were able to complete the heating system upgrade in the classroom wing. And what we discovered as we did that, we were relying on electric heaters and some situations where there wasn't insulation where there should have been. So we were able to remove old, inefficient electric heat and replace that with a new heating system. We anticipate that we anticipate realizing significant electric savings, and we also, through that whole experience, recognized that we had some major electric bills in the winter months, and trying to pinpoint where this was, we did realize that it was because of the heating system that we had, the old heating system. And as we did some calculations on the equipment that we pulled out of the classroom wing, adding the numbers together, we pulled out 64,000 watts of electric heat. And so if you know anything about electric and the cost for electric, we anticipate that that will greatly reduce our monthly electric bills in the winter. So we're trusting that that investment, and because of your donation, has allowed us to do that, and trusting that that will provide savings in that area. So we thank you for that. So like I said, at this point, we are pausing that campaign or the building project at this point and continuing on, and we'll resume when money is available for that. So the other thing I want to make you aware of is we have a new catalog for the upcoming school year. It's the 2013-2014 EBI course catalog and student handbook. In the past, you may remember, we had two separate booklets. One was the student handbook and the other was the catalog. We put it together in one book to make it a little easier. So if you are interested in picking one of these up, they're out at our display table, and we invite you to do that. It outlines the courses and includes the handbook, includes the schedule. One thing to be aware of, it does not include the registration forms. For registration forms, if you don't have access to the web, there is registration forms on the display table. Otherwise, the best way to access that is through our website, elnorabi.org, and download the registration forms there as well. And the other thing I want to mention is we do have a brochure as well. Just gives a lot of good information on the Bible Institute. So pick one of those up if you're interested in that as well. Both of these documents are online on the website, so you can view them there as well. We are in need of students, again, for this coming year. And usually it's around this time where young people start thinking about next year and coming to Bible school. This fall, we have an opportunity for anyone to come to Bible school. We are beginning a 15-week term starting after Labor Day. So September 3rd, we are starting a new term. For the first time, we'll have a fall term. And we are looking, if there's anyone else that would like to join us in that term as a student, we would invite you to apply for that. We have a small group of students. We have about roughly 15 students at this point signed up for that, and we're grateful for that. If we could get a few more, that would be great. If not, we will run with 15 students. And then, as you think toward the spring terms, after the Christmas recess in January, we will start a 3-week term, and then that will be followed by 2 6-week terms, as we did this last year. So keep that in mind, and if you're interested in signing up to be a student, we'd like to talk to you and get you registration information for that. So thank you so much for your support of the Institute.
It's an honor to serve on the board of EBI. We've been discussing some things as a board, and I invite you to turn this evening to 2 Corinthians 10. And I think that it is worth thinking about, is education valuable? And is EBI a place that honors Christ by training people, not just young people, but people for the kingdom of Christ? Let me tell you a bit about where this comes from as you turn to 2 Corinthians 10. About 15 years ago, Narita and I were at a World Views conference held by an evangelical Christian group somewhere in Virginia. I don't even quite remember where it was. They had some big name speakers there, including Josh McDowell. How many of you have heard of Josh McDowell? So after one of his sessions, we were leaving, and in one of the back hallways of this large auditorium, we met Josh McDowell. Narita and I and Josh McDowell in the hallway. And I was a bit starstruck, but shook his hand, and he said, "It looks like you are Mennonites." "Yes, we are." And he had been speaking about the different roles in the kingdom of God. And I asked him, "So what role do you think Anabaptism has in the kingdom of God?" And he cocked his head and looked at me and said, "Not much of one." And he said, "I don't mean to be harsh on you, but you don't offer yourself." Then when Narita and I went to university, in one of the first history classes that I took, a Reformation history class, I was in a faculty group that we were at. Our advisor told us. He said, "Most people in this place do not know any Christian. They know of no Christianity that isn't politicized." And I said, "Well, I think we kind of are there." And he said, "Yes, but you're too quiet." And that really has impacted me. And so in our separation, let's not become isolationists. And we do that by doing what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 10, chapter 10, verse 3. "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh." So that our fight isn't about physical warfare. Our fight is not with swords and guns and cannons and rockets. "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." And as I read that, it strikes me that we are called, God's people are called, to strike down the arguments of the world. And we do not do that by pounding the pulpit harder. We do it by meeting them with the arguments that are intellectually honest. And we can only do that as we are disciples of Christ and learners and students ourselves. Thank you. In 1525, a small group of academics, Greville, Mons, and Bladock, and by the way, Greville and Mons knew at least three languages proficiently and probably could converse in five. How many of you can speak in five? Don't answer that here. How many of us have entered that realm? But it is those kind of people who began the Anabaptist movement. In fact, Ulrich Zwingli, who had been their teacher earlier, said, "The Catholics are nothing in comparison to these Anabaptists who think they have the answer." At the end of his life, Zwingli was honest enough to say that, to some degree at least, indicate that these men had followed the right course. And so I would like us to think that if we really want to change our world, we need to become thinkers and meet the arguments that come against God with intellectual honesty, and we do that by being students ourselves. And we do it through training. That's hard work. And EBI is an institution that does that. So, we destroy the reasoning and the arguments of the world not by becoming louder or by becoming quieter. We do it by meeting them and saying, there is a different way to live. and by being intellectually honest and being questioners and wrestlers ourselves with the truth and letting the truth grow in us. So we have to quit being quiet. But in order not to be quiet, we have to learn some things and become students ourselves. So how do we do this? First of all, you read. You become a student of this. You become a student of this. And then you read. And you read some more. Walter and I have talked about this, but one of the saddest commentaries, and I've heard this and Walter has heard this, I enjoy reading. Now, I'm not suggesting that everyone needs to enjoy reading to the level I do, but all of us need to read. In fact, at the near the end of his life, the Apostle Paul writes to his disciple Timothy and says, "Bring my coat." He must have been forgetful. "The coat I left there, and bring the books, and above all, bring the parchments." How many of us are like that? Students, learners. So we read, and we read. One of the saddest commentaries I've heard is someone who said, this man is in his 40s, says that he hasn't read a book since the 8th grade. That's sad. He's lost an entire world of possibilities. So I'm willing to put my money where my mouth is tonight. I brought 6 books, and I'm willing to give them away. But you have to promise to read them. So I've got 6 books here. Keith, you mind laying these books up here? Please come up and pick up books. Anyone who's willing to read these books, and it's a variety. Come on. Take your picks. But you have to be willing to read them. I will get some more. I'll tell you where to get some more. So this is beautiful. Yes. So the first one, yeah. Now, why did I pick these books? They're fighting. Do we need to cast lots, or what are we? Okay. Now, listen. You saw. They didn't all get them. We should lift an offering to buy books. This is exciting. Thank you, men. So we do it by reading. And where are our next generation of authors? Where are our next generation of historians? Where is that next generation? They're sitting here tonight. And so my appeal to you as a board member and as a historian, but as a brother in the Lord Jesus Christ, is that send your young people places to get training and be careful about how they're trained. Send them to places that will do well with both their thoughts and their hearts. MTC. EBI. And tonight we're focusing on EBI. EBI has a high quality of faculty. Where else could you send your students to sit under Paul and Todd and Alan? They're captive there. And they'll learn some things. And we train the next generation. So it is the young people that we're appealing to tonight to come. But you know what? It is the older generation that has the funds and the means to send those young people. And there are many young people who would want to go, but finances are an issue. And so if you know those young people, go to them and say, "I'll help you. I'll help you go." It is worth doing because we are training the next generation of Apostle Paul's and Timothy's. We are training the next generation of Paul's and Allen's and Todd's. If we want BMA to survive as a healthy organization into the future, we must develop our hearts and have an awareness of our separation, but also develop our minds so that we are intellectually honest with truth. I think that this group should be the most dangerous group in Holmes County this weekend. Because we should be revolutionaries. If you stop and look at church history, the early church was revolutionary, changed their world. The early Anabaptist church was revolutionary and changed their world. In fact, Martin Luther said, how is it that we kill these people and they proliferate in the land? The Chinese church is the most dangerous thing in China. And the government is aware of it. What about us? What about our next generation? And so when you give tonight, don't think, well, I'm giving to this building. You're not. You're doing that. Or I'm giving to the operations. You are giving to the next generation. And that is something that we all can invest in with strength and the grace of God. Let us pray. Lord, I pray for the ministry of EBI. I pray that it would become a place that trains our young people to not wage war according to the flesh, but to help them become increasingly aware that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold. And that they would become people, young people, men and women of truth and integrity and strength. And that we would become revolutionary and change our world. Lord, give us a passion for the life of the heart and the life of the mind, because you cannot have one without the other. And so, Lord, I pray that you would give us a vision for what you can do. Not what Brother Paul or Keith can do, but what you can do through EBI. In Jesus' name, amen.